This is episode 993. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself this time to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are as you sit down to meditate, or maybe you're listening to this as you fall asleep, or maybe you're out walking, doing your day-to-day errands. It's all good. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme, so you get to explore a particular topic in depth. That way you can really master the quality and experiment with it and make it a part of your life. And in today's episode, we continue to focus on this week's theme of cultivating habits that you need, those habits that are going to make a big difference in your life. So you've been thinking about what habits are going to support you and focusing on cultivating those habits. And in today's episode, you're going to be guided using a meditation technique that you can bring into your meditation to help you tap into your own intuition. And this is something you do when you become really still and listen to yourself. So I'm going to share with you a technique on how to do that. And you'll have the option to focus on your fifth chakra, which is all about stillness. And I'm going to share with you a technique as well that will help you to cultivate those habits you're after this week. And so I'll start with the technique that I read about in the blog post, and you can find that over at my website at sipandom.com. It's sipandom.com. And it's a link to a great blog post I found on good habits. It's from the sparringmind.com. Again, I'll put a link to that. And in this article that's chock full of ways to cultivate habits and rituals in your life, it talks about a particular technique that comes from the book Making Habits, Breaking Habits. And in this book, it reveals how when you think about what habit or ritual you want to cultivate in your life, think of it in an if then statement. So if you can think of what you're doing and what benefit you'll receive when you do it, and you remind yourself of that in an if then statement, then this can help you keep motivated when you start off with a bang and you're really excited and you want to do these habits and rituals. But then you can reach a plateau when you start to feel as though you're slipping with your habit or your ritual. So whether you're improving your health, or maybe you're meditating, or you're working on a project, or whatever it might be you're creating a ritual around, you feel as though you're ready to just give it up because for whatever reason, it's difficult to stick to. So if you create an if-then statement, this can really benefit you. So I'll give you an example of a couple if-then statements that are provided. One of the statements is, if I feel too tired to practice the piano after work, then I will first listen to some inspirational music to help motivate me. Or you could think of, if I sit down to meditate for 5 to 10 minutes every morning. This will help me stay focused and calm and more balanced throughout the day. Or maybe you're trying to eat well. You could say, if I eat more greens and fiber and organic foods, then I'm going to live longer and have a healthier lifestyle so I can spend more time with my loved ones. So these are some examples of if-then statements. So think about your own if-then statement that you could apply right now as you get ready to meditate, or as you get ready to reflect, or however you're using this technique. These are techniques that you can use off your meditation cushion. So take them into your life. Even if you sit quietly, maybe for a few minutes as you eat or have some tea or coffee or your green smoothie, you could think about creating an if-then statement around the ritual you want to focus on this week. Now, if you're just joining us and this is the first episode you've ever listened to, just know that you can listen to any of these episodes in any sequence you want. But if you'd like, you could go back to the beginning, just a few episodes back of this series, and start from scratch where we started off creating a ritual or habit to focus on throughout the week. And we focus on the same topic, as I mentioned, for a full week. And I'll mention that if you like guided meditations and you want to go a little deeper with your meditation ritual, to where you even might have a journal that you write in each week, customized around the theme, and a guide with all the techniques organized for you, so you could really take a look at those and use them on a regular basis. And as well, have access to over 900 meditations, then you can find that as well at my website at sipandom.com. So as you get ready to meditate, consider how you could create your own if-then statement right as you meditate. And if you'd like to get extra bonus points for today's meditation, as you're seated, focus on your fifth chakra, which is right at your throat. So just above your heart chakra, where you have love, compassion, gratitude for your life, for who you are. And as you move up to your fifth chakra at your throat, this is all about how you show up in the world, how others perceive you, and how well you feel you're connected with your world. So this is at your throat. It impacts your voice and how you are living your life authentically. And to do this, it requires stillness, a deep inner stillness. Each chakra has a color. You could focus on the color blue, indigo blue. You could surround yourself or your throat area with indigo blue. Element is ether. Visualize your fifth chakra, indigo blue. Reaching this point of stillness, deep inner stillness. And as you listen to your stillness, start to notice your intuition creeping in. That could be a feeling you have Notice where you may carry that feeling in your body, how you actually feel, and maybe what triggered that feeling. Just sit and notice. It could be a thought that passes through your mind. Focus on what triggered the thought. Just listening to yourself. This is your intuition. When you're nice and still and calm, this is you at your finest. This is when you begin to reveal your inner wisdom, your intuition. So continue seated, tapping into the best part of yourself. Sitting just until the point where you could go a little bit further, always ending your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.